We are, of course, still in the Easter season. And so in today's episode, I want to talk a little bit more about how the resurrection was so transformative and disruptive, not only to the disciples, but also to us. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are still in the Easter season, so I have a few ongoing thoughts about Easter for us today. And let me begin with a couple of interactions or conversations I've had. Just before taping this, I actually received an email about last week's episode with sort of some thoughts about it, and I've already responded to the person who wrote me. So I just want to say, as always, thank you for the engagement. When people reach out after hearing something, it's nice to know if someone's listening and maybe it strikes a chord or something. I had another conversation in person this past week, not surprisingly, maybe centered around the events of Easter and so forth. And that discussion just sort of reinforced, it's probably a point I've made before, but that I want to repeat here today, which is we profoundly misunderstand Easter and the event of the resurrection if our posture is sort of a posture of, oh, wasn't that nice? Jesus came back and the disciples, you know, gave a little golf clap and said, you know, nice party trick. We're glad to have you back with us. And now we can get on with life as usual. The event of Easter, the event of the resurrection was much more disruptive than that. It was kind of a depth charge or a shock wave to the lives of the disciples, whose lives, by the way, were forever changed. And, you know, last week we had the reading of doubt. It's sometimes framed up as the Doubting Thomas reading, as Pastor Michaela, who preached on that, expanded on. It's more than just that, but it is certainly that. And so you are getting a sense there of the disciples who are still absorbing, receiving this information, one of whom is having none of it. That would be Thomas. This coming week is the reading of the road to Emmaus, where again, you've got a couple of disciples walking along the road, confused, sad, you know, disappointed, devastated by the events of Jesus' death. And then in some mysterious way, Jesus makes himself known to them, and they don't really even understand it until later. And that is, in fact, I would argue, kind of the message of the whole New Testament. We're doing a class, Jen Galley is teaching a class right now on the book of Acts. And as you read both Acts, as you read the letters of Paul, you get this sense of people who are grappling with, how do I make sense of what just happened? It is not that they're saying, this thing fit into my pre-existing categories of existence, and now I'm happy because it happened, the resurrection happened. No, they're saying, I don't know how to talk about this. I don't know how to make sense of this. I know it happened, and I know it's transformed and changed me, but communicating it in all of its power and mystery and wonder is hard, right? And so for 2,000 years, Christians have been in a similar position to try to absorb and receive and understand this incredible news of the resurrection of God, the death and resurrection of Jesus, who is also God. So I just want to emphasize that, or make a note of how disruptive, how unexpected, how powerfully transformative the resurrection was, and sort of maybe to emphasize that with a final quote. I'm going to read something here from an author and poet named Annie Dillard. I know her name. I know some of her work. I'm not a deep student of hers, but I've always remembered one particular line from her writing, which shows up in this slightly more extended quote I'm going to read for you. So it's Annie Dillard, D-I-L-L-A-R-D. It's from a book called Teaching a Stone to Talk. And this quote gets at precisely this idea of Easter, the resurrection, being disruptive rather than, again, meriting a golf clap, you know. By the way, I am a big golfer. Last weekend was the Masters. He'll never see this, but congratulations to Rory McIlroy for a second consecutive win. But boy, Rory, you make it way too interesting. So anyway, that's a little aside. Back to the topic of the episode here. So this again is Annie Dillard. Here's what she says. On the whole, I do not find Christians outside of the catacombs. And so the catacombs would have been the places where people were buried in ancient Rome, among other places. They were below the ground. And in the earliest days of Christianity, Christians worshipped in the catacombs because it was very dangerous to worship this god. They could have been put to death. And so those Christians, Annie Dillard is saying, they understood the circumstances. They understood the what was at stake, right? So again, on the whole, I do not find that Christians outside of the catacombs sufficiently sensible of conditions. Does anyone, she writes, have the foggiest idea what sort of power we so blithely invoke? Or, as I suspect, does no one believe a word of it? The churches are children playing on the floor with their chemistry sets, mixing up a batch of TNT on a Sunday morning. It is madness to wear ladies' straw hats and velvet hats to church. We should all be wearing crash helmets, she writes. That's the line I've never forgotten ever since I read it. In church, she says, we should all be wearing crash helmets. She goes on, ushers should issue life preservers and signal flares. They should lash us to our pews. For, she says, the sleeping God may wake someday and take offense, or the waking God may draw us out to where we can never return. And I would say that that's exactly what happened to those disciples, right? The waking God led them out, drew them out from behind closed doors to where they could never return. During this Easter season, I would invite all of us to sit with the question, where is God drawing us to and for what purpose? As always, thanks for being with me, and until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.